There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, all proudly brought to you by BetMGM. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlett. What's happening, y'all? Pro tip from last hour, we didn't do that. My bad. Pro tip.
Sorry, man. We didn't talk about it till last break.
I was just trying to save you, man. Just trying to protect you. Brock Purdy going down is another great example for newer live bettors out there. It can offer a great opportunity to get in live on a number that maybe hasn't properly adjusted yet. They can't adjust the algorithm enough. Yeah. Their only thing would have been to take it down. It's your pro tip for the hour. Seize those moments when they appear in sports betting. It's easy to talk about them retroactively. But in those moments, you have to be able to purge whatever your pre-flop convictions are and just say, you know what? It ain't happening for the Niners, but I see an opportunity here. Let me go this direction.
Yeah, I also think, I think what you just said there is key, because I think we should bring up the other side too. There's these opportunities don't present themselves every game.
No.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely not.
Don't fool yourself into thinking when one is like that and when is very different.
As the gentleman brought up, the last time we talked about that was the TCU-Georgia game. Like, I literally bet Georgia -28.5, -29, and -30 in that game.
Yep.
And then was mad at myself for not having done it more. Right? Like, it was ridiculous. Ridiculous. We do one every hour, pro tips, that is, on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. They're all available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. By the way, Phil Weiss is like, wait a minute, you just said two women could pose a threat to just possibly the greatest tennis player of all time? I must have been dreaming. Not a threat, it just creates more value on IGA. But yes, incrementally, as the markets reflect, from, you know, down at 5-1 at Wimbledon to IGA, and those two are 7-1 and 8-1. That's accurate. Still going to be the greatest player of all time. And this is from Web, Angry Sky, New Jersey. I'm sorry, I can't read that one, but it's very humorous.
Chance Coppot had a good one.
Oh, what's Chance Coppot?
He goes, once Johnson went out, the play was Niners under 13.5 team total. I think that's a good point as well. Hammered the snot out of it. I do feel bad for these refs. All I see is, quote, rigged or scripted.
Oh, geez.
It's almost like people don't realize humans are calling a game with men running over 20 miles an hour.
It's incredible. Like, it is amazing how simple-minded all of it is. Like, again, just let your brain hold multiple thoughts at the same time. Everybody.
It's never going to be perfect. Yeah. It's never going to be perfect.
Okay, brief aside, we'll get back to football because Chrissy will be here and we'll go through these blow-by-blow guessing line style, both of these games yesterday. Jaren Jackson of the Memphis Grizzlies. For those of you unfamiliar, in July to mid-November, he started as high as 100-1 for Defensive Player of the Year at certain sports books after the Grizzlies had announced that he had undergone a procedure to address a stress fracture in his right foot that he'd be sidelined for 4 to 6 months. And by the way, he did miss the first 16 games of this season due to the offseason foot surgery. Now,
also keep in mind that at last season, he was very much in the running for Defensive Player of the Year.
That is correct.
Before he got hurt.
So he's 100-1. Now, in large part, because of what we're about to talk about, he's as high as -200. Now, why are we bringing this up? Well, this is a fascinating little case study in modern legalized sports betting. There's a Reddit user who goes by, Kelly, I know you'll enjoy this, lowercase u slash ad massive 6666. Oh, who could forget that guy?
I was going to say, I was like, I didn't catch this name. If it's been something I'm supposed
just,
to recognize.
Listen, I just want to be accurate. So that's UAD massive 6666. Anyway, he titled a Reddit post called "The Memphis Grizzlies Scorekeeper Posting Fraudulent Numbers." Now, what his whole thing was, and who knows, by the way, if he has a ticket against Jaren Jackson, but he is certainly making the case that the Memphis Grizzlies scorekeeper might have a Jaren Jackson ticket of some sort. Here was his point. He's like, how could Jaren Jackson's numbers, while missing the first 16 games, have gone so through the roof that his odds have changed so dramatically? How is he a pilot? How is he amassing all of these stats? So he did a little study, and it didn't really take much of a study, right? And what he found was what's fueling the momentum behind Jackson's Defensive Player of the Year campaign. And by the way, this made Caesars, after his Reddit post, Caesars had to remove DPOY odds from the board. Other books left them up but saw significant movement towards other candidates. The central thesis of his post is that Jackson is being unfairly awarded extra blocks and steals by the Grizzly scorekeeper when he plays at home. In 16 home games, Jackson has accumulated 66 blocks and 22 steals. That's 16 games, 66 blocks and 22 steals. In 17 road games, just one game more, he's blocked only 37 shots and racked up only 12 steals. Now, Tim Frank, NBA Senior VP of Communications, issuing a statement denying the allegations and explaining the league's procedure for such matters. Quote, "In order to ensure the integrity of our game stats, auditors, independent of the statisticians on site, review all plays and stats decisions in real time during NBA games. If changes are necessary, they're made at the time or following a post-game review," unquote. That's what the statement read. "All the plays questioned in the post on Memphis games were scored consistently within the rules set forth by the NBA statisticians manual."
Yep.
The Ringer's Kevin O'Connor decided he'd do an independent review.
There was multiple guys that went down the rabbit hole on this, and good for them, because I think we'd be asking, if they didn't do this, we'd be sitting here asking more questions today.
He watched all 66 of those blocks that Jaren Jackson was credited with at home in slow motion. He found that only three of them were ruled incorrectly.
Yeah, and I was reading who he even talked about, even on the three of them, they were shots that he still got a finger on.
According to ESPN's Zach Lowe, there used to be something, there is something starting in 2016, by the way. It's also worth noting that not all stats in the NBA are tracked by the official scorekeeper. Starting in 2016, the NBA began tracking what's called hustle stats on NBA.com. Zach Lowe said they were tracked out of the NBA Secaucus Replay Center. Right. Those numbers also show a disparity in Jackson's performance at home and on the road. In Memphis, for instance, Jackson's averaging 11.9 contested shots and 1.9 deflections per game. Everywhere else, 10 contested shots, 1.3 deflections.
And they should. So that's where...
So that supports the idea that Jackson is a better defender at home than on the road.
I mean, I know it is... You know, we were talking about this a bit last night, but it is. Do I understand why this Reddit guy is going to where he's going?
I do.
Yeah. Because the stark difference in how Jaren Jackson plays at home versus on the road is amazing, but it's been backed up now by people watching the film that these are all the correct calls. And also, this guy, it's not a high school basketball game. It's not one guy at the table that's making up every stat. You know, there are guys back at the NBA office that are changing these things. That's why some of us that bet NBA props, we get upset when a stat is corrected after the game, or, you know, maybe even the morning after. You'll see that sometimes.
Everything you're saying is right. I mean, so it makes sense why this person on Reddit, and good for them, by the way, if they have the ticket or not, whatever, right?
He put a lot of effort into this.
Put a lot of effort to it, did it very systematically, and was sort of hypothesizing, like, look, hey, it could be that he's just a better player at home than on the road, but hey, maybe the scorekeeper has something, you know, in at stake here. Anyway, by the way, the Grizzlies also have the NBA's number one defense, it should be pointed out. So, you know, it makes sense why he was sospechoso, why he was suspicious about it. I don't know why I just went Spanish there. It makes sense. And then it also makes sense that you had some quote-unquote independent studiers who said, hey, this is... Because really, from a metric standpoint, it makes no sense why a guy would be better at home than he would be on the road. This, none whatsoever.
This is not like a, you'll hear sometimes the whole, oh, he shoots better at home because of the friendly rims and stuff. No, we're talking steals and blocks. I mean, you're looking at him right now on the screen if you're watching at VSiN.com. 4.2 blocks per game at home versus 2.2 on the road. Blocks are a pretty clear stat to measure.
Well, we always joke about it. It's like, yeah, like he's really trying harder at home than he is on the road. Like, by the way, there's always been nebulous stats. Assists particularly are nebulous, right?
Yes.
Supposed to be the guy who throws the ball to a guy who then immediately scores.
Rebounds even sometimes.
Blocks
yes.
and steals are a little more concrete than that. Anyway, the bottom line of this also it always is this. The betting implications. Why does any of this matter? It doesn't matter to a Grizzlies fan because it's a guy playing for your team that's just accumulating stats. Who cares how much he has towards a victory or a loss? But it matters, obviously, for your daily prop bets, your nightly prop bets. If you keep that in mind, if it's not adjusted in your books, if Jaren Jackson's playing a home game versus a road game, I don't know if this is a thing or not, but just keep in mind that the scorekeeper, if you believe the Reddit guy, might score it one way, or if you believe the other people, hey, he's just better at home. I mean, it's a very strange thing. Defensive player of the year, as we talked about, it obviously has huge implications for people who have Jaren Jackson tickets and those who don't. And by the way, let's say it gets later in the season, and I haven't checked the Grizzlies' schedule, Kelly, but what if they have more home games or fewer home games down the stretch? Could it affect who you bet on based on that for defensive player of the year, based on what the percentage of games are home or road down the stretch? And then the biggest thing is fantasy, daily fantasy, where there's like million-dollar prizes. Imagine if you lose, like fading Jaren Jackson, and he gets more inflated stats at home, inflated in quotes, because they're either legit or they're not, depending on who you believe.
Okay, let's go down. But here's my thing. If we go down the road of these aren't legit stats, which I don't think it's a road we can
I'm
go down.
I'm just giving both sides.
But wouldn't the response be the opposite, actually? Like, let's say you're actually a scorekeeper giving added stats to a player. You just got caught.
You got caught.
So you've got to go the other way
right.
to make it look like you're not doing that.
I thought about that, too. Dude's going to be like, I didn't see that Jaren Jackson block.
I think from at least a nightly prop betting standpoint, be very careful how much you read into this situation. Because I don't really think anything's going
to
change.
We just wanted to present both sides of this because it's a fascinating little case study. Now that betting has become legalized, and remember the NBA's in bed with these books, every little thing has to be kosher. So good on the Reddit user for bringing it up. I think it's a fascinating conversation.
Great breakdown by Adam Burke at VSiN.com. Go read it.
Yes, VSiN.com. Good job, Adam Burke. Come back. Golf and Super Bowl MVP next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The big game means big plans for VSiN. VSiN will be in the middle of all the action and broadcasting live from Radio Row in Phoenix with athlete and celebrity interviews. And our experts breaking down the game. You won't want to miss any of VSiN's coverage. Huddle up and watch Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, VSiN Final Countdown, and VSiN Primetime all live from Radio Row starting next week. For betting splits, expert picks, and big game props, head to VSiN.com. That's VSIN.com. Skill Alexander, Kelly Bidlin here as well. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from David Shalafour. 2 weeks to the game, longer till Kelly's guessing lines on college football. Let's ride. Let's ride.
I don't know if we've said it enough. I guess I really do appreciate how much people enjoyed that out this past year.
I do too.
I really don't think me and you thought it was going to be something we'd continue doing every week.
We thought it'd be a little 5-minute gag.
Yeah.
Because that one day, just that one day, it was just that one exchange, right? Where you're like, hey, what's the spread of that game? And I'm like, 14. You're like,
I run back to do some work. I'm like, okay,
plus or minus.
Who's the favorite?
Patty Rump. Sometimes, talking about Jaren Jackson now, sometimes those stat corrections help, by the way.
Absolutely.
I got awarded for a win 3 months after a particular game. I had never been more confused in my life. 3 months.
Okay, that's weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, that's weird.
And Motor City Mike and Banshees of Atlantic City pointing out the same thing. That the Grizzlies are 21-3 at home and 11-15 on the road. It's the whole team, not just
sure.
Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, totally.
So, again, believe which side you want. I tend to be on the side against the Reddit user, but I understand why he brought it up.
Yeah, and I only picked up on this kind of late yesterday. We were just discussing during the break about how easily we could have missed this.
Good on
story.
You for seeing that, because I did not.
I didn't see it until yesterday. I know it was talked about more over, I think on Saturday. Friday and Saturday is really when it started to come out. But this was, something I didn't really see. But we were so busy with golf on Saturday, NFL yesterday. I didn't watch a ton of NBA this weekend.
Farmers Insurance Open. I'm debating whether to tell my little stupid perspective on it or let you do your actual serious golf talk on it first.
No, what's your stupid perspective? I want to hear that.
My stupid perspective is this. So, for those who missed it, by the way, Max Homa wins the tournament by 2 strokes over Keegan Bradley, 3 strokes over Colin Morikawa. Sam Ryder finished 4 strokes back.
Oh, yeah.
And 9 under. Now, I don't know if you know this, but I have a Jewish mother, Kelly. And let me just give you an example. When I had a music video show, this will date me, but I used to have when I was in my early 20s, they put me on TV in D.C.
Wait, what kind of channel?
Oh, CBS affiliate. After Arsenio, yeah. I had a music video show in the early 90s.
That's amazing.
Oh, no, it is amazing. It is amazing. So, because they were like, okay.
I mean, I want to talk 20 more minutes about that, but I know that's how you're
Well, basically, okay. Yeah, this is before my San Francisco days. They were basically like, oh, this kid can string 2 sentences together. Let's put him on air and we won't have to pay him. That was kind of their thing. That's pretty much how I got
started. Yeah, that's how we all get started,
So at one point in those days, like Nielsen ratings were a big thing, and they would call you randomly. And if you called and you had, let's say you just randomly happened to have a TV show, like I had a TV show. Oh, my God, that would be the perfect thing. You could say, oh, this is the show I watch, right? So one day they call, swear to God. My mother answers the phone. Oh, this is the HTC Nielsen company, blah, blah, blah. Is there anything on your is there anyone in your family who's on TV? And my mother, because she's a Jewish mother, and I'm sure other mothers are like this, but it's particularly indigenous to my tribe, she goes, I do, of course I do. My son Gili has a show. And they're like, thanks, ma'am, got to go, right? So this comes to this golf tournament this weekend, and so they interview, what's Amanda's last name? I can't remember what the reporter's last name is. I apologize. But she's interviewing Sam Ryder's mom right before, this Sam Ryder at this point in the tournament has a 1-stroke lead. This is after he's played, I believe, 14 or 15 holes.
It's somewhere around there,
So he has a 1-stroke lead in this tournament, and she's interviewing Sam Ryder's mom. And Sam Ryder's mom, who, by the way, I spent about an hour trying to find out if he was Jewish or not, because I just wanted this to be the story.
You just wanted to be that badly. Yeah.
I could not confirm. My buddy Juan, who's half Jewish in DC, is like, we got to find this out. Anyway, she's like, well, you know, he had a hole in one. I had 2 dreams that he'd have a hole in one, which, of course, he did last year in the Phoenix Open, I believe it was, and that he'd win a tournament. And here I am to witness that. Something of that effect was her paraphrase. Like, I'm here to see his win. And, of course, then he implodes. Double bogeys immediately, and he ends up 4 strokes back. Anyway, that was my joy of that tournament. I'm like, I cannot believe this is happening.
So there's definitely some, I think from this weekend, you saw some things that they're trying on golf coverage.
I've never seen them interview a family member in my life.
Yeah, I would assume they've asked that before, but most family members know it. You shouldn't talk.
Yes.
What's the upside of talking in that situation? Right?
I half expected her to have my mom's accent and go, yes, my Sammy's about to win a tournament.
Like, yeah,
like I just,
Like, sorry, Mom. Like, it's awesome. Like, it is an awesome moment for your son. But, like, what's the upside of going on the air at that moment? Like,
brutal.
So that one I'm guessing the networks have asked about before, but and a lot of people just turned them down.
It was a lengthy interview, Kelly.
Oh, it was. Yeah,
it was like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The one that was more surprising to me was Max Homa. They had basically just wearing like an AirPod, and I don't know if they did this more during the tournament than I saw, but it was on Friday. He was wearing like one AirPod in, right? So basically like your earpiece, but he's able to talk back and forth with the crew calling the tournament. So they're asking him questions while he's playing around. And the hole that he's doing it on, I think he ended up bogeying. Like, he's like, you know, he's talking about the shot he's about to hit, puts it in the trap, has to bury himself out of that. So, I don't know. We'll see how long those things last. Obviously, Max Homa is one of the guys the best to start that kind of with because he has a personality and he doesn't get as serious as this stuff. Yeah.
Who happens to be the tribesman, by the way, in this story.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Six wins for him, though. Gotta plug the Long Shots crew here. Matt and Wes all over this tournament. I didn't bet an outright on Homa, but had a top 20 on him. The first time ever, Gil, that I've bet one of these finishing position bets now, and the guy wins.
How do you feel? How do you feel?
I feel okay about it, because I always knew in the back of my mind, this is going to happen one day, and you have to be okay with this. Every one of my outrights I usually bet are also staggered like top 5, top 10, top 20s. That's how Matt does it as well. So sometimes when you see those listed differently on our bets or on our graphics, those are the ones that we're just betting top 20s on and not anything more. So I got home with that. And then Matt talked me into Keegan Bradley a little bit. He was, and you know me, like, as soon as Matt brought up Keegan Bradley, I was like, all right, well, I'm in. That's not what my model's showing, but I'm in on that. So I bet a top 5 on him. That hit at 12-1. I brought that up on the show on Thursday morning before they were getting, or Wednesday morning before they were getting started. Was an initial play of mine on Tuesday. We brought it up on Wednesday morning. So that got home. Yeah, man, a lot of great stuff from the Long Shots crew to get the season started. And we'll be back tonight doing our kind of Monday version of looking ahead, quick look ahead and quick recap of the weekend. And then tomorrow for our full version of Long Shots preview in Pebble Beach.
Long Shots podcast, along with Kelly's other side gig on Hardwood Handicappers with JVT, and the Beating the Book podcast. All of our podcasts available at vsin.com/podcasts. Anything else from that tournament you took away?
Man, it was an incredible leaderboard. I mean, Ricky Fowler playing well. God, he looked great at different moments. Just couldn't keep the consistency together. Jason Day, he's a guy I had a top
20. Jason Day,
top 20 bet on that got home, Gil, and it's kind of for real. I mean, we're talking about a Long Shots, and I don't want to say the guys were pushing back on me, but it was more of I think Wes and Matt needed to see it more from Day before they could buy in.
I get it.
But he's stringing together some great tournaments here.
All right. Let's shall we transition to Super Bowl MVP real quick before we get to Chrissy? Because we got to do guessing lines here after the break with a full blow-by-blow. Anything we've missed will be in the blow-by-blow. So here it is. Nothing but Eagles and Chiefs. What do you know? And your Super Bowl MVP, Jalen Hurts +110, Patrick Mahomes +130, as the quarterbacks are wont to be. Everybody else is double digits. Travis Kelce and A.J. Brown, respectively for the Chiefs and the Eagles, would lead the double-digit parade. They're both at 10-1. Everyone else is in the 20s and beyond. Is there a beyond you would take a flyer on here, Kelly?
Oh, man, the beyonds. No, I don't think so.
If Hassan Reddick, after his performance yesterday, ends up having a massive Super Bowl and the Eagles win, 50-1 doesn't tempt you on a defensive player?
It'd either be him or Chris Jones.
Or Chris Jones at 40-1.
Right? Yeah, him or Chris Jones. I do think if you're going to take a defensive flyer, yes, I think those are the two guys. Otherwise, I think we're talking quarterbacks at this point, right? Yeah. So, I don't, you know, we always have that conversation every year. Is +110, you know, a good bet on Jalen Hurts right now?
And hopefully,
Eagles are -130.
And the point with this is, you know, again, we don't have a situation where, you know, again, this is why we bring up Super Bowl MVP before the postseason starts. I happen to do it with the Niners. Hopefully, you did it with either the Chiefs or Eagles of your choice, and you have stupid good value here headed into this Super Bowl with either one or multiple players. That's when you really want to jump in on this. It's very rare that you have a situation where, like, remember the Bucs year, Tom Brady you could still get him at such a great price all the way up until now, and you knew if the Bucks were going to win the Super Bowl, it was going to be him. So that was just a peculiar thing.
That was one that didn't even make sense to bet the Bucks side.
Yeah. Right. It is what it is now. Hurts and Mahomes, the appropriate short shots. Guessing lines with Chrissy. Blow by blow on both of these games yesterday. Next, Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.